try and share the responsibilities of today among the members of this committee. I'm sure members have received the agenda before them and also the documents that we will be deliberating today on the negotiating mandate for this program. Can we go straight to our agenda before we deliberate on today's item? The second item is apologies. Do you have any apologies from all the people who were invited? Okay, because there are no apologies today. Let's direct the board. There's a register circulating. I hope everybody will be able to sign the register. The third item is the deliberation on negotiating mandate. Our approach on this item will be this one. Members of the committee, I'm going to request all members as they represent different provinces to read the mandate. For instance, when I call on Western Cape will go straight to its mandate. That's the Honorable Divino to do that, to read their mandate so that we can hear it. And we will. why are you panicking? You don't have to relax. Relax. Yeah, they are just the process. You can just ask all members. Everybody is reading. Okay. Okay, members who don't have any of these documents, we will circulate them whilst we are seated here. We try and make copies.
Okay, sorry,
Norman gets
number one. Oh, sorry. Very much so.
Honorable Father, I'm still sharing.
I'm just a proud member, I'm sorry.
Okay, now. Now that Honorable Papa is ready, let's start with you. Then we'll go this way. And I will request Northwest, Honorable Makati to be the Northwest one. Honorable Papa, the floor is yours. Can you read the mandate from Northern Cape?
Madam Chair, it just says vote of the legislature, the committee supports the social assistance amendment bill, B5B 2006.
Can you
repeat that?
I'm sorry.
It says date of deliberation was 1st August. Vote of the legislature. The committee supports the social assistance amendment bill, B5B 2010.
Thank you. Is it accepted, members? Then we move to the next province. That is the ranking. Honorable. I'm told that Western Cape is still coming and also Mpumalanga, so we'll do them last.
I just wanted to find out if there are consent with the exception of the mandate. You have a room of discussion of raising those
yes.
Now or later?
No.
The Gauteng provincial legislature supports the principle and the detail of the bill, and therefore vote in favor of the social assistance amendment. However, Chairperson, there was a concern in terms of the capacity of the independent tribunal to say if one independent tribunal, whether one independent tribunal will be capacitated enough to handle all the appeals for the whole province. Because to what presentation to say the midline. Yeah, we've got a presentation that the independent family that currently is national, and they are not full time, hence they're having that loss of wages. So then there's that concern to say if there's not decentralization, and you still are having that national body with no decentralization, the capacity cases are both behind. And they cannot be able to handle the appeals.
Mm-hmm.
The other one is a question of should an applicant waiting period extend beyond 90 days as provided for in the bill. Is there any material assistance for an applicant or so that they get, let's say you are going to get because of your processing of your appeal, of your application, and then find that you qualify on the first month.
Mm.
Is there any retrospective payment or what happens during the course?
Mm.
Because you are not getting anything directly. So once your application is being processed, can't we have something that will keep that person forward? Also, the other concern is that the delay on the development of the harmonized assessment tool. To say there is that concern because of the inclusion of the chronic illness and the elimination of unfair discrimination, especially on people with disabilities and chronic illness. The other one, those are the things.
All right. Thank you very much, Honourable Member. I'm not sure whether in the briefing that took place in the province together with the department representatives nationally or provincially, whether these issues were dealt with, if we can clarify that first. Because these are some of the issues that were supposed to be explained in that meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that are the issues that are coming up here. Yes, yes.
I was going to suggest that I don't know if it's not going to address anything, but for us to get all the money from the province and the content, and then the department they might come in.
Okay. So it looks like it's accepted the suggestion that we deal with all the money first, then we come later to the issues that are raised here for further discussion in the meeting. So the next province that is ready, in the meanwhile, the discussion will be taken. Yes.
Portfolio Committee on Health and Social Development, for the chairperson of the Select Committee on Social Services. Name of the bill, Social Assistance Amendment Bill. Number of the bill, D5322. Date of deliberation, 16 August 2010. Vote of the legislature. The Portfolio Committee on the 16 August 2010, as represented by the Free State Legislature, vote in favor of the bill.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm sorry, Honorable Bishop. Sister Kay, you have a good answer.
Thanks, Captain. Captain, the Select Committee on Social Services has a problem with the bill, a patent organization. Professionally, I'm a teacher, I like to be consideration of the bill. The portfolio committee was briefed on the content and details of the bill and also conducted portfolio hearings in all district municipalities on the 10th to the 12th of August. Vote
and wish to raise the following matters for consideration. One, it appears that the tribunal has authority to grant condonation for the late loss and often appeal, but the agency does not have the same authority, and if the applicant fails to lodge an application for reconsideration of the decision within the prescribed date, it will be the end of the matter. It is proposed that the agency must also be given power to condone the late application for reconsideration of the decision, and this is the first point of call for the majority of the people, most of them unrepresented and uneducated. Two, there must be time frames within which requests for the reconsideration of decisions and appeals must be finalized. The appeals tribunal must be located at the local level to ensure that they are easily accessible, and members of the community and local leaders must serve in the appeals tribunal as they are conversant with the circumstances of the people in their area. And from Honorable Chairperson,
okay, thanks very much. We'll also discuss this issue or recommendations that are made by the executive. Thank you very much. The next one will be Limpopo.
Now, thanks to the Honorable Chairperson from Limpopo. The deliberations took place on the 3rd of August 2010, and the vote of the legislature request for the Proposal Committee on Health and Social Development in order to confirm the negotiating mandate to the Limpopo Provincial Government to the initiative to negotiate in the work of the health amendment, taking into consideration the input and commencement during the public hearing. The Portfolio Committee on Health and Social Development hereby confers a negotiating mandate to the Limpopo Provincial Permanent Delegation to the NCOP to negotiate in favor of the bill without amendment, taking into consideration the input and comments made during the public hearing and that of the committee respectively. The negotiating mandate is signed by the Chairperson of the Portfolio Committee on Health and Social Development, Honorable.
Okay. No, thanks very much. So this one is also critical size. Agreed. Yeah. Then the next one will be Northwest.
Thank you, Honorable President. What under the legislative mandate of social services amendment now? Thanks of that one, the above mentioned deal was referred to the portfolio committee for consideration as a matter of priority. Resume, on the 10th August 2010, Honorable Arts Councilmember and NCOP Permanent Delegate and the member of the portfolio committee on health and social development. On the above list. One of them is the review was committee members, legal advisors from Social South African Social Security Agency, this is SATWA, for the National Department of Social Development and Legislation. Consideration, we realize that there is a need for public hearings and they were held on the 12th and 13th at 4 regions, which are Bojanala, Magamu, Dr. Kenneth Lawyer and Dr. Sokomuti Mombat. Resolution. The Health and Social Development Portfolio Committee supports the principle and the detail of the social assistance system. And it was signed by the Chief Whip of the Ministry.
Thank you very much, Honorable Makate. And the last province will be KZN. Can you lead us, ma'am?
Thank you, President. The
5B 2010. Chairperson, when I say that the committee has considered the bill, since it's a technical bill to support it. However, the concern that the public hearings every week last year. There are only two public hearings in one day in two different stages. But they were poorly attended because communication was not within a short period of time. So it has raised concerns even from the NGO that the time is too short for the right to make submissions or comments on the day.
Okay. Yeah, the thing is, we're also guided by the time frames of the bill because normally it takes a six-week period. So we have to plan according to that six-week period. Yes. So, but we have noted your concern. We definitely try in the future try to correct it. Yes. Thanks for this. Then at this stage, with or without Western Cape and Mpumalanga, the majority of provinces has presented their responses on negotiating money. We will go to the next issue, which will be the responses from the department on the two provinces that have been some issues that need a response. Okay. Virginia, so all provinces have presented
by the committee, the portfolio committee, that also had an impact on the implementation of the head. And so head will not be implemented until such time that this definition of disability is being looked at and that comprehensive approach in terms of dealing with people with chronic illnesses is also being developed. And so that's not going to be the case. And so there won't be, the delay is as a result of that removal of the definition of disability from the portfolio committee.
Okay. So have you exhausted all the questions on housing? All of them are being adopted on housing. Okay. Then we have also touched on the condemnation and time frame from Mpumalanga and also is this the head covered? It's covered. Okay. Honorable Mnube?
Thanks, Chairperson. I think the response when it says they have agreed with us, it's not written anywhere, whether through regulation or through the bill. So we would love that that commitment, which is unwritten anyway, should be written either to the bill or in the regulation, so that everybody knows that there is that thing. Otherwise, there will be
and I expenditure
or
one in my
check because nobody knows that
there is a okay. Honorable
Ross
and Honorable
Banto? Yeah, mine is on the retrospective payment of the money after the suspension. Is it going to be from the gain that the salary or the grant was suspended? What is going to happen in terms of maybe somebody applying for social relief of that, what is going to happen if maybe this person is that way that it might continue to be granted?
Okay.
Some person
mine is only the location of the application agreement. This is said they have to be local. I think some person can clarify to us the applications that are going to be, the advertisements that are going to be done in September, are they going to be provincially located or regionally? Because I think for my province, Eastern Cape is very scattered. If it's provincially, maybe there will be one person at school and one will be in Ukasama and other north. And those people, they are likely not to meet. So I
any other issue? Okay. You may respond to
this. Thank you, as a general rule on the back pay or retrospective payment, if your grant gets suspended today, and then you lodge an appeal or reconsideration, and probably that process has taken 4 months, you will be paid from that date when that grant lasts.
Okay.
Whereas if the issue is dealt with, say, by December, and your grant was terminated now, and so that's different, that's what you'll be getting. And on the issue of SASA and the condonation, I think that will also be included in the regulation. The legal advisors will indicate whether we can include it here, but in the regulation. But definitely it will also be included there. It was just from an operational point of view to say to SASA, this is what will be expected to do as it will be contained in the regulation.
Can I follow up to the local panels and how it will work? For example, our enlistment process, and our partner, Zima, which is here, will bring the adverts so that everybody can actually see it, and I will also place it in the local newspapers. For example, we will recruit people from the issue, Carter, TV, and we'll put a list of panel people together. So if the panel's going to sit in the issue, I'm not going to necessarily, unless there is not a doctor available, only if there isn't that type of issue, would I add to the panel. But we want it to be from the local listing. It will reduce expenditure was currently because how much it takes to process a file. It's quite a lot of money from passing professionals from one area to another. So I think the enlistment process is a very important process. It's a public process, and I would also really, Chairperson, with your permission, when people get given these ads, to hand it out in their district so that people can apply to the minister. The minister ultimately, and in conversation with me, will be able to enlist panel members, and we will assign them based on how many cases are in each of the districts. So the panel could work perhaps a bit more in charge of any issue, depending on how many cases are called for appeal. And that is the process we'd like to. For the backlog, I stress again, that is done at principal. So that is a process we're working day and night to finish that. But all the new cases, all the litigation matters, we want to do as close to people.
Thanks very much. Advocate Hoon is also here to assist us, to guide us in this process. Okay, thank you. You're welcome. Honorable Mashamaite?
Yeah, Chair. Just to get an idea on the issue of local panel, what number of people do you have in mind? Of panelists. Because this is, you know, Jefferson, in terms of size, in terms of size, you know, other districts are smaller, are very big and fast. You know. So, what number do you think you can have a sense of that?
Okay.
If we look at the distribution of appeals currently, for example, in terms of new appeals, we see from June till now 1,000 new appeals. If you look at the areas where they distributed, because that will indicate out of an enlistment, if we've enlisted 20 people, I might only use 3 once a month if there's only 5 matters to be heard, because we'll find it within one session. But if it is 3 matters in Umtata and 3 in Bishu, I would have to then employ 2 panels for those sessions. But there's 3 members per panel sitting, and it depends on how many matters the hours they will sit. And sometimes, I know in some of the areas we haven't been able to perhaps recruit, if I look at the earlier recruitment we started in 2008, some areas there weren't enough doctors, for example, because doctors were either working in private practice for the state. I can't also take from the state because of the pressure on the healthcare system. We have to find doctors who could give us the time. Only part-time doctors in order to assist us. But 3 members constitute a panel for an oral hearing. Depending on how many cases, that will say how many panel sessions there will be in that area. I would always take more than the 3 panel members per area in case someone's not available. So depending on the size of the number of applications for that area, that will dictate to the numbers. In case it ends, I might have to have 10 panels because they are more than 50%. In the Eastern Cape, which is the next highest number, I might say we must have 6 panels because of the distance. Northern Cape is small, with little number, but you drive the R or to drive, you know, that is the issue. And also, you don't always have all the professionals in one place. So number will dictate, but you know how many people make up a panel. And we'll try and report back to you with our meetings as we regularly engage chairs and at your administration.
Okay. Thank you very much. I think we have responded to all the questions satisfactorily with the comments. And any other issues, members of the committee, that you would like to raise? Yes, Honorable Father.
I would just like to thank the team that came to help me in Kimberley with presenting it to the legislature. I think they were very professional, and I would just like to thank them. I was just thanking the department, Sabu especially, that came to the Northern Cape with the presentation of this amendment. And I would just like to thank them for their professional way which they came over and make me look very good in the front of my car.
Yeah, I was still consulting, don't worry. Yeah, no, that's good that you say. Yeah. No, they did the same in almost all the programs. They were represented.
Yeah,
they had a good representation. We checked with them after the meeting. Yeah, no, they were definitely participating.
Madam Chair, I'm sorry for being the person who works all the time.
You always like that.
But you know what? The lawyer that was on that from our local legislator said, when we look at, we had a very tight time on this. And I'm just perhaps going to ask that our legal people also look at this. You don't have, apparently, according to the Act, these public,
public hearings.
You don't have to have a public hearing, apparently, if you look closely to the Act, especially on this, because this is one problem that legislators do have, is they think that, oh, we've got 2-3 days, how are we going to have a public hearing here and there?
Mm.
You can just as well have it in the newspaper, for instance, so that it is a notice, and so that if there's any public participation, it's about the participation, apparently, that they can, within those 2 or 3 days, participate. So I'd just like to know from our legal people here if that is the situation, and if so, that we then also use it in saving costs for our legislators in future as well. That especially when we're not taking away something from the people on the ground, we're actually giving extra. You know, it's not that people are going to say, hey, no, we don't want 90 days, please, we want it shorter, or no, we don't want to be able to come back to you if we've been rejected. So if we're giving it to people extra, and for that reason, public participation should be given a notice to the public. I just want to know what our legal people feel about that.
I'm speaking on behalf of the working class.
Mm.
We have notice to the in paper.
Mm-hmm.
How many people have access to the paper?
Mm-hmm.
If only the learned that have money, those working class people at an average of 40% unemployed, you may not buy paper every day. If you are not cash by paper, but you don't buy paper every day. So for the question of even if it was not legally, and if it's a practice, you are putting in this practice to show that at least even those that do not buy paper, even those that do not have cell phones to Google, even those that do not have laptops and computers. So I'm saying it's legal, that for the business it is there. But also on the time frame,
yes.
I think remember we were constrained during the World Cup, whereas the bill was passed in the NA early June. But passed and referred to us.
Mm-hmm.
But referred to us, there was that 5 week of constituency. And then we're also given that the plenary must be on the 26th.
Mm-hmm.
But in consideration of the cry from provinces, there is only plenary that has been shifted from the 26th to the 31st, which, because we are sitting today, maybe if we had looked into that, we would have shifted this negotiating, allow for more people to come in. Yeah. So I think we were caught into that. And last week when we shifted this date was also
So thanks very much for the explanation. Honorable McCarthy?
Chairperson, thank you. I think Honorable Lewis have a statement. One thing that I wanted to state here is that we shouldn't forget that we are talking about government of the people. So it's very important that we take everybody on board. And like Honorable Lewis, I think you have to say that we cannot, you know, just demonstrate that if 40% of people have access to internet and all that, and then we think that we can cover. And I think this is one of the issues that the very same honorable Piper usually, you know, complains about, that the province where he comes from is different. Mm-hmm. So how do you accommodate those ordinary people there? I think that's the main thing. And maybe to say, you know, when you give out, it depends what you give. Mm-hmm. Whether you might be giving, and you might be giving me poison, and which I can't just accept because you are giving.
No. Members have adequately responded to what you are raising. We are all satisfied about it. We have learned from those responses that on how to do things.
I did not need my legal point on that, Madam Chair.
So on that point, Honourable Members, let me take this opportunity to thank all the
I know.
I thought that the members had responded.
No, that's not a legal answer, Madam Chief.
Oh, you want a legal answer?
Qualified legal people that told me that. No. I want a qualified legal person to tell me that.
We are a politician.
I want a legal opinion, not the unqualified.
Okay,
legal
let's
opinion,
hear both sides. Let's hear both sides. Okay. You see, the politics and also the legal aspect, they say the same thing. No contradictions. No, let me close this matter. No, let me close it. Yes. Unless it's a new man.
No, I just want to clarify something to Honorable Fiber, that we are here as politicians. We make laws. It's for the lawyers to put whatever the legal jargon, but the fact is that we should achieve what we want to achieve as politicians.
Close. Let me take this opportunity to thank our colleagues from the provinces and also the representatives from the Department of Social Services and lawyers and officers for participating in this meeting. You have helped us and hold our head throughout the process. This is the first time we are doing this as this committee, so you have definitely helped us. This is why we are here today, and we are looking forward to the day where we will be presenting it before the plenary. But I hope that provinces will be also be represented. Thank you very much. But the committee members, can they just remain
just for 2 minutes? Just off the table, I want to say that you are more than just because if it was a short time span, like we had now,
all the tea and
you understand what I'm trying to say, would it be legal if we only did it that way?
It would be legal. Not sufficient.
But I know, but what I'm watching.
I'm not
going to do it. I'm not going to do it.
Then
Do they know? Okay.